It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
That Somerville robber has been arrested. The twist in a home break-in. Harvey Weinstein is going to have to pay and the movies to check out over the long weekend. Romero has the juice coming up.
The real Dion W is Dion Warwick's Instagram. Trust me, you're going to want it in a couple minutes.
Leroy has your sports.
And I hope everyone's ready to party because it's about to go down.
But first, well, the man wanted for robbing a Somerville bank and shooting at a police officer earlier this month was arrested in Rhode Island. Investigators were led to Daniel Rosado after analysis of DNA on a backpack that was knocked out of his hands at the scene. Rosado appeared in court yesterday and ordered held until a bail hearing. If convicted, he could face life in prison. Well, imagine coming home, finding out your house has been broken into, nothing was taken, and your house was cleaned. And that's what happened to Nate Roman in Marlboro. He believes that he forgot to lock his back door and didn't activate the security system. Intruders vacuumed, cleaned the bathrooms, and even left origami roses on the toilet paper roll.
Why is he complaining again?
I love that. Harvey Weinstein has reached a tentative $44 million deal with the women who accused him of sexual misconduct, his former film studio's board members, and the New York Attorney General's office. And if finalized, the deal would resolve a civil rights lawsuit, but would not affect a criminal case pending against Weinstein, in which he's charged with rape and other sex crimes. And a trial for that case has been scheduled for September. And a few new movies to check out this long weekend. The live-action version of Aladdin is out. A lot of people have been talking about this. Will Smith as the genie. I don't know. We'll see. I want to check it out. I mean,
I'm probably going to take my... Well, actually, it's going to be the first time we take... Well, she's going to be two. I'll just say my two-year-old to a movie theater.
Oh, boy.
Good luck with that.
We're going to try on Monday. Good luck to everybody else who's going to be there. You're probably not going to enjoy the movie.
Also out, Elizabeth Banks is in a sci-fi movie, horror movie, Brightburn. And Olivia Wilde makes her directorial debut in Booksmart about best friends who have one wild night out before graduating high school. I saw it. I loved it. And we'll be talking to Olivia and the stars of the movie at 8:45. All right, here's Romero with the Jews.
All right, all of Diddy's social media sadness paid off because he and Cassie are back together. Apparently, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying, Pebbles. Don't ask me who they are. Apparently, though, while he's been, you know, off the grid, he was whining and dining her for weeks, begging her to come back. Mm. And when you combine that with the fact that he's worth way more than the guy that she was dating and broke up with, and when you combine that with the fact that apparently he said that this time, we've been together since 2006, and this time, I promise you, I will marry you.
Really?
She said, I'll take you back. Wow. Now, when he said, I promise you, I will marry you, that did not constitute a proposal. So, there's no wedding date yet, but I kind of hope they get married because this dude, you know he's going to try and beat freaking Meghan Markle and Homeboy. He'll get horses and all that stuff. All right, think about the most messed up thing somebody did to you and they apologize for. Does it beat this? Lil C's apologized to Lil' Kim this week at a dinner honoring Biggie Smalls. It was his birthday this week.
Yep.
For testifying against her in court in a case that resulted in her spending a year in jail.
I apologize for things I may have done that may have hurted you or affected you or made you feel bad. I genuinely apologize.
So,
feel bad.
They hugged it out.
Okay.
She accepted.
Yep.
And they agreed to make a Crush on You remix. Just
kidding. Stop it. That's big, but it's not going to last.
You don't think
so? You can't get someone locked up and think that relationship is going to heal. It's not going to last, man.
That's a next level type of, you know, thing to screw with somebody. Okay, here we go. Now, even though Beyonce has been at the top of the music game for over 20 years, she sold over 150 million records. She has some of the best-selling anthems of all time with Single Ladies, Halo, and Irreplaceable. She's a top-certified artist of the 2000s, according to the RIAA. She's been named an Artist of the Decade by The Observer. She's number three on the Greatest Women in Music list. You get where I'm going here.
I see where you're going.
I could go on and on with her achievements. Despite all that, Dionne Warwick says she's not an icon yet. No. I have an admiration for Beyonce Knowles, Carter now. Now, sustaining and becoming an icon that Gladys Knight or Patti LaBelle or Johnny Mathis or Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. is, I doubt that. It's a long road ahead, unquote. Now, listen, I've argued this before, and I will argue this until the day I die. And I'm pretty fair because, you know, like, I'll come at Beyonce whenever I feel like she's being a little extra. That being said, if you can maintain longevity in the game now, it is 10 times more impressive than back in the day. Because back in the day, nobody had options. They had like five options. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about music or TV or movies, sports, radio, any type of content. There was like not many options back then. Now, we have more options than we can count, okay? So props to Beyonce. Props to the Patriots, props to the Simpsons, props to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and most of all, props to Romero and Pebbles because we still here and we still on top.
Always comes back to him.
Longevity equals legendary. Okay. Remember that. And now here's Leroy with sports.
All right. 15 hits to turn into 8 runs for the Sox as they beat the Blue Jays 8-2. And guess who made the NBA's 2018-2019 All-NBA second team? Anybody want to guess?
I will say, don't say bad knee Kyrie.
Kyrie!
No!
Kyrie! The same guy everybody wants to get out of Boston. Kyrie Irving. Congratulations to him. Y'all need to pump the brakes. The dude's a great player. Meanwhile, he was in L.A. earlier this week, and fans were chanting, come to L.A. Y'all gonna be sorry when he's gone. Staying in the NBA, right? The Toronto Raptors beat the Bucks last night to take 3-2 lead in the series. That's all fine and well. But the story was your boy Drake. Pebbles, your boy Drake is at it. He is the most annoying fan of any team right now.
I love that he's annoying you all.
He makes me sick. After the game, check out what this dude was saying.
We have the best player. We have the best fans in the whole world. Look around you. We created this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that and that. Everybody's within the rules. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the
NBA. You didn't say the Bucks fan.
Oh my God. Can I say this? I think I've said this before, but he is the main reason why I don't want to see the Raptors win. I can't stand looking at him. I can't stand seeing. He's a great artist. I know the ladies love him, but when it comes to sports, I mean, they put the camera on him more than they do the game. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's crazy. And I must say, Bruins fans and just Boston and New England fans in general, you should be very, very proud of yourselves. The Garden was close to being filled for a scrimmage last night for the Bruins.
Really?
I am impressive. Impressive. I just want to say, look, it's impressive because fatigue should have, like, you know, hit us as a sports fans with all the winning and everything, but it hasn't. People still showed up. So I'd like to say give yourselves a round of applause.
Who it's won,
so
black and yellow or yellow and black?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even think anyone cares. Producer Mark was there. He said he had a great time.
Yeah.
So shout outs to them. And again, I think everyone should give themselves a round of applause, if you know, and all that. And while you're in the clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to the Bruins because they will also host a concert, a viewing party for Game 1. This is going down Monday, City Hall, 4:30, musical performances, and y'all know the greatest price ever. $3.99.
Oh, who's going to be there?
$3.99.
Tell me Lil Nas X is going to be there.
he might, and if he is, it's going to be Old Town Road all night long. Beer, wine, food trucks, that's not free. I don't want to put that out there.
But
all
wine?
That
what?
Stuff will be there, yes. And guess what? We will also have tickets for Game 2
yes.
next week for you to win, all right?
Damn
Sox
right.
in Houston tonight. And game one of the Stanley Cup final is Monday at 8. Go Bruins, Old Town Road all day. We need to put this in rotation. And that's your sports.
All right. And leaving you with some good news. Well, since you guys love it so much, I'm going to keep Seniors Week going.
Oh.
83-year-old John Lockett was the beloved janitor at an elementary school in Georgia for the past 10 years. Well, John decided, you know, it's time to retire, and the staff and 685 students surprised him with a party. They gave him a cape and a crown and told him it was Mr. John Day, and he was so surprised by the cards, he just cried with the kids as they chanted his name.
I swear I better get something like this when I'm old.
And John is looking forward to spending more time with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Well, Pebbles, you forgot some other parts of the story, though.
Stop.
I forgot to mention that the school was filthy because he couldn't do his job right.
And they were being polite.
So instead of firing him, they said, look, let's just walk him out. This is a great song to play to it, too. Yeah. Old Town Road.
You all hatred for the old people.
That was a chanting of him finishing up the freaking mopping in the gym so he can play some... dodgeball.
Thank you for your service, Mr. John. I love it. And that's your good news. This report made hot by National Aviation Academy. Become an aviation maintenance technician today. In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds you just repaired soar back in the sky. Log on to bostonwingman.com for more info.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.